China's engagement with Latin America and the Caribbean, LAC, has been seen as a threat to the U.S. strategic position globally, with recommendations of employing military, technological and economic might to force its neighbors into severing ties with Beijing. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio himself recently traveled to several regional states to counter China's influence and prevent them from building critical infrastructure in cohorts with Beijing. But with China and LAC leaders at a forum in Beijing agreeing to bolster ties and support a fair, transparent and rules-based multilateral trade system, in a densely veiled swipe at America, the gathering sent a strong message about its reluctance to rupture relations with China. In defiance of U.S. President Donald Trump's trade war and crackdown on migration, the bloc has been promoting reconciliation to deliver a collective response. In last month's LAC summit, regional leaders sought alliance to reinvent itself to face up to Washington's renewed imperialist domination efforts, protect against unilateral actions and develop initiatives in trade, science and technology. For a region that has been immersed in a low-growth trap and where connectivity is crucial for a resilient economic future, the forum provided an opportunity to LAC to showcase its concerns on America's protectionist policies and pursue its ambition of projecting itself a dynamic geopolitical and economic player. In recent years, the China-Latin America relationship has strengthened, as two-thirds of regional countries have joined BRI and Beijing has emerged as biggest trading partners of Brazil, Chile, and Peru. Trump's threats of taking over Panama Canal by force delivered him an ephemeral success once Panama withdrew from China's foreign policy drive. And Colombia's joining of blueprint tainted the U.S. president's neo-Monroe doctrine of considering the Western Hemisphere as America's exclusive sphere of influence. Testifying before Senate Armed Services Committee, Commander U.S. Southern Command Admiral Alvin Halsey said China was using the BRI to set the theater and expand its access to rare earth metals and control of ports for a potential dual civilian-military purpose. While much of interpretation is overblown with U.S. coercive policies such as tariffs and aid cuts facilitating Beijing to outmaneuver Washington in a strategic competition, America's own approach is driven by a craving to seize Latin America's rare earth metals and for U.S. national defense and commercial applications. The strategic chicanery surrounding the U.S. practice approach is pushing regional countries toward China. As Trump's stopgap policy challenges America's geopolitical and economic dominance, the forum is turning into a launch pad for introducing initiatives and formulating action plans to build a community with a shared future, as highlighted by Chinese President Xi Jinping's commitment to provide a 66 billion yuan credit line.